Hello, WA. It's your boy Isaiah again, here for the third episode of Wrestling with Opinions. I know it's been a little while since the last episode, but, you know, life got me busy and all that, so. But it's back now, and today it'll be just me on this episode as we talk about BOTB Sunset Boulevard, where I'll predict the card, the matches, and, you know, basically what I think is going to happen on the show. Yeah. And of course, the way I'm going to do this is like the matches that obviously don't have promos for them yet, I'll just do it by booking. So I'll predict who I think will win by like what would be the most logical booking decision for each match, in my opinion. But for the matches that do have promos, like all of them, I'll obviously select the person who I think has the best promo and predict them to be the winner of that match, just for some clarification. So now that all that's out the way, let's just get right into this show. And of course, we begin this with none other than the exclusive show. And before we get into those matches, I just want to say that, like, even though this is just a pre-show, like, BOTB always makes it good. So that way, like, it's a show, like, you can never miss, really. Because stuff that is actually relevant happens on it. So, good job to them for, like, always doing that and making the exclusive something interesting to peer into. Like, never making it just a skippable show, you know? So, the first match we got on the card is Moneymakers versus TSTF. The Strong and the Fast. Yeah. It's not a team I'm familiar with, but they seem to be pretty good. Now, of course, the result for this match, regardless of booking or promos, is obvious that TSTF is going to have to win because, unfortunately, Moneymakers decided to end for whatever reason, which, you know, I have to question that decision by JM Bolts because they literally just got into, like, the biggest league, which has one of the best tag divisions, too, but, and, like, that tag division just got a big upgrade last show with all those teams that made their debuts and everything, so I don't know why they would choose now, of all times, to just disband when they were getting to the top. But, you know, I guess they had a good reason to do it. So, I guess rest in peace, Moneymakers. And that does take down the numbers of the Bullet Club in BOTB now. So that's interesting. And so obviously for this match, TSTF has to win. Because, you know, Moneymakers are dead. As far as I know. I mean, unless they want to make another comeback, I don't know. But yeah, for now, TSTF has to win the match. And it's good that they got their start in BOTB, which I like. You know, it's kind of like The Flock, where we got our big break and, like, just debuted in BOTB. And it really helped us be the best. So I think it'll do the same for them, where being in this big league with all these big names and everything will push them to be better and increase their promo work and thus do a lot better for their team than if they were to start in like a smaller league or whatever, you know. So yeah, that's all I gotta say about that one. TSTF wins, pretty simple. Then we got the main event of the exclusive course, which is the triple threat between Blake Lethal, Jordan Blankard, and TJF. And this happened obviously at the most recent show, Look at the Draw, with the Luck of the Draw match itself, where, you know, it was actually a fatal four-way between TJF, Blankard, Lethal, and also Briley. So this match is basically a rematch, with the exception of Briley not being in the match, which makes me think he's probably not going to be in BOTB. So, I don't know about that, but anyway, yeah. I just gotta say, for the record, like, TJF, I fucking love him. You know, I have a new appreciation for him, seeing him in AEW and all that, MJF. So, like, I like how Tim portrays a role, and he's really good at TJF. And I often want to see him win, so yeah, but for this match, I think Blake Lethal has to win this one, in my opinion. Because we already saw, like, Blake Lethal pretty much had the match won last show. Like, he hit the move that ended the match. But TJF, as the heel, he brilliantly stole it and got the pin. And then, of course, Blake Lethal got some payback and, like, attacked him afterwards as a sort of revenge. So that definitely has some tension between them. And then Blankard, I believe, was the one who actually ended up taking that pin, if I'm correct. I probably got to look into that later to see. But, yeah, since that happened, I think Blake Lethal does have to win. And reading Blake and T's promos, like, I like them both, honestly. Blake did something really unique, and, like, he just played the role very well, you know, as he usually does. So, between those two, like, I don't think either of them are taking a pin in this match, to be safe. So, obviously that means I think Jordan's going to have to take that pin, unfortunately, in this match. And Blake Lethal will get that. And then maybe something happens to maybe further a story between Blake and TJF, and we'll probably get a singles match between them in the future, which, I mean, I'd be all for. And, you know, maybe see TJF get his first win or something. But, like, if TJF wins this match, I won't be too upset either, since, like I said, you know, he's a pretty great promo, and the character, they do it well, so, yeah. And that's pretty much it for the exclusive. And TSTF wins, and Blake Lethal is going to win. And we might get something happening afterwards, like maybe a segment, but not too sure about that. So that's the exclusive show for you. On to the main show we go. And boy, this card is pretty stacked. Like, for a supposed B show, like, man, I think this is an A show, in my opinion, because sure, there's quite a few segments on there, but there's some pretty damn good matches that could possibly main event other shows, so that's why, to me, it's not a B show. Because, and I know, like, they originally intended on this being a B show, but, like, since there's so many people on the roster, they kind of had to fit as many as they could onto the show, and I think they did well with that, you know? And that's why BOTB is one of the best. So now we go into the opening, which is a triple threat between Kirk Matthews, Luke Crusher, and Ibrahim Salam. And surprisingly, this is not on the exclusive show, where these three men seemingly were made to be on. At least Luke Crusher especially being the exclusive king, and Ibrahim getting his start there, and then Kirk Matthews having to basically be demoted there after losing his television title and trying to redeem himself with that open challenge. And yeah, speaking of that, that's where this thing came from, because Kirk Matthews had his open challenge and Luke Crusher ended up answering, and these two had a pretty good match on there. And there was a moment where I'm pretty sure Kirk Matthews would have tapped out, because he was locked in that knee bar and he was, like, in the center of the ring, and, like, he really had nowhere to go. But then Salam decided to come out and just attack Crusher, which caused the match to end in a no contest. So I know how sad that must have been for Kirk, you know, because trying to redeem himself from that devastating loss to Thad. But, you know, that's how it is sometimes. So because of that, Dominic Accardo makes the triple threat between these three next show to, like, settle this thing, since Kirk Matthews and Ibrahim both want to, like, beat Luke Crusher. And this triple threat, now all three did make their promos and pretty early, you know, which it's nice, I bet, for BLTB to see that dedication of people just getting the promos out the day after the card is dropped, which, man, that's a pretty good feeling. But so reading all three of these promos, it was tough, but I think Kirk's gonna win this one. You know? Or, I mean, it could be Salam too, since it'd be nice to see him get his first win in BOTB. But I feel like it has to be Kirk, because, like, Kirk kind of has the most to lose, considering he lost the BOTB television title match, and his open challenge ended in a no contest. So, like, he needs this win. And we're probably going to see a lot of that in this match. Kirk Matthews just putting everything on the line, you know, giving these two everything he has and doing pretty much anything he has to finally get a win that he needs to put himself back on the right track. And, of course, Luke Crusher also, since I think he's already beaten both of these guys, so he's going to try and do everything he can to, like, steal that win and get out of this match as quickly as possible. And Salam, on the other hand, I bet will mostly be trying to hurt Luke Crusher too, since obviously they had that one match and he interfered and cost Luke the possible win there. So, and Kirk Matthews did also have his finishing move kicked out of recently, so he has a lot on his mind, and, like, a lot driving him to win this triple threat match. So with that, I'm gonna just go ahead and say Kirk Matthews wins. Not sure who's gonna pin, or if he's even gonna pin at all, but yeah, Kirky's gonna win this one. And for the next thing, we have a segment, which is Tyler Law addressing Show Off. And I'm looking forward to this because, you know, Tyler Law just lost the BOTB World Heavyweight Championship in a match that I think the result shocked many people, because there were a lot of people did want to see Brock win, especially when Tyler Law got that count out loss and kept his title in the show before. But, like, I think a lot of people were still, like, expecting Law to win, me included, because I was torn. But, like, I felt like Law was going to be able to pull off the big defense here and surprise and swerve everyone, but, nope, turns out Brock Lesnar actually won. And I'm not upset, because it was a pretty damn good match. And the main event was, they deserved that spot. And I'm glad that KOZ, or I think Kaz, whichever way he pronounces it, like, I'm glad that he has his opportunity to be the world champion of BOTB. And, you know, of course, I very much hope to get a shot at him soon, but I guess we'll see about that in the future. But, you know, now to talk about what made this segment even happen, which is after the match, where Brock Lesnar celebrating his victory. He's standing on the ramp. He's got his title. He is now officially the world champion. So, yeah. And then we have Show Off return. He just attacks Tyler Law out of nowhere, which, you know, I was happy to see Show Off, you know. I was kind of hoping that he would come back to BOTB, considering he returned to the app, and he did, I think he did come back as, like, Veda Off, and, like, I'm sure she's sticking around in the women's division, so I was happy to see Show Off Ziggler also return. And, of course, after he beats down Tyler Law and just completely takes him out, he cuts the classic Ziggler promo. You know, the good old, it should have been me. And, like, the message of just, of how Tyler Law ruined the company by being world champion because Show Off didn't win the title or whatever was great. And, like, Show Off just wanted to correct that mistake. and wanting to eventually climb the top of the mountain again and get that world championship is what I like. So, and then Tyler Law, like, so yeah, this is gonna be something. Obviously, these two are gonna get a match with each other to like settle things, and the story is pretty great, you know. Tyler Law. And I know some people weren't too happy about this, though. Like, from what I've seen, it's kind of half and half, where people like me, we love it, you know. We just loved seeing Showoff return. They cut in that promo afterwards to end the show. But some others think that, like, it wasn't necessary, that it kind of ruined the moment of Brock Lesnar winning the title. And I can see that, but, I mean, I think it made a very good end to the show, where there was a whole lot of surprises on Luck of the Draw. So it was kind of fitting that, like, Showoff would make his return there and make another surprise. So, anyway, I think in the segment, like, Tyler Law obviously is going to call out Showoff and, like, probably talk about some of the history they have with each other. And then the challenge is going to be laid down to a match. He's going to challenge Showoff to a one-on-one match. And Showoff may come out to say some words and, like, accept it or whatever, but that's pretty much what's going to happen in that segment for me. And next, another segment, which is Eric Turner talking about his current state in BOTB. Now, Eric Turner has been on a pretty good roll, you know, getting the ultimate heat by walking out on BSTW with BSSS and taking the titles with them. And because of that, BSTW being shut down. And then he made his debut at Battlefield and attacked Prince Cena. And the following show, he actually beat Prince Cena, which was a big win. But ever since then, he hasn't had anything, really. And so now I think he's going to just speak and he's going to want action. Like, he's going to want someone to get into the ring with him. And there could be a lot of people that, honestly, end up going against Turner. So, I mean, I won't predict, really, because, like, there's so many names on the roster currently that could face off with Eric Turner. Like, I don't think I could make a nearly accurate prediction on that. So I'm going to just say Eric Turner demands a challenge and someone accepts it. That's all. And next, we get more action, and it's actually a women's match, where, of course, it's myself and Leah Sky versus Shauna Varley and Auntie Adams. Now, this match, I think it's going to be a good one, you know, for a tag team match. It's going to be pretty eventful, considering Shauna, Nancy, and Leah have a story being the Star Destroyers and, like, the cracks that formed in that relationship ever since the Triple Threat at Battlefield and then the Women's Field of War match. Like, and the added addition of Leah Sky just making that surprising turn and attacking Shauna Varley. I think myself being put into this match will be interesting, because I also obviously turned heel last show by playing off the more aggressive role in the match and, like, actually being pretty dominant. And then, of course, attacking the champion after losing. But I think Danielle will, like, is not really going to trust Leah, because Leah did attack her too. So the best thing she has is, like, possibly using her to get into a Triple Threat Championship match next show. But, like, in this match, she's going to have to keep her eyes open for everyone. So that's going to be something that they could play with. And, of course, there's the story between the trio that I mentioned and was actually well discussed in the BOTB chat, which got me even more invested in this match personally. So there's that. And as for the result, I'm gonna say Danielle and Leah pull off the win here. And because, you know, both just had their major turns and they're both about redemption and trying to get back to the top. And, you know, they're just tired of losing these big matches, you know, so I think it's their time that they're gonna get a big win here. Booking wise anyway. Can't be sure about promos yet, but definitely booking, I think Leah and Danielle got it. Now, who pins who, I don't know, but I mean, I don't know if the champion's gonna be pinned, but it could be possible, so well, we'll just have to see how that plays out, but I think Leah Sky and Danielle are gonna get the win here. And then the next match is another tag team match. But also has some story behind it is Chaos, Daisuke Nakamura and Will Ospreay versus the Bullet Club in Hangman Fan and Clarity. Now, of course, should be noted that like on each side of the team there is a champion. Both who actually just gained their titles the last show, Ospreay regaining the light heavyweight championship from Joe Mega, which I found to be a very nice moment to see Edgy come out and get his title back after losing in that amazing match with Joe Mega last show. And then of course we had the ultimate surprise in Fenn actually answering Thatsuke's open challenge and winning the BOTB television championship. Like, that's definitely a great debut for him, and I was happy to see that happen. And then of course we got Clarity finally getting into the ring after making his presence known. First targeting Thatsuke with the bear after his match with Kirk Matthews. And then the cigar guy costing Thad the win and basically allowing Fenn to win the title. So it's clear Thad and Clarity have a feud brewing and can't wait to see how that pays off. So for this tag match, it should be interesting action, definitely. Like, these two rivals getting at each other, and just the whole Chaos and Bullet Club thing, which has been going pretty strong. Honestly, like, these two factions have been pretty dominant in BOTB, and I appreciate it. Like, personally, I wouldn't object to Isaiah Orton being a part of Chaos, but, like, you know, that's another thing that could be discussed later on. So as for this match, It's kind of difficult to predict the result. Because, like I said, both teams have a champion who just won their title. And both have, like, reason to have their win. So I'm just going to have to pull a guess here. And I'm going to just go with Chaos, you know. I'm going to say Thad and Edgy. Where Thad regained a win for what happened last show. And I mean, I'm not sure who'd get pinned, but I think Chaos is going to win this tag match. Now, next, we got another segment, which is a moment of bliss with Fasaya. And I'm personally glad to see Rev get his talk show moment. You know, Rev Bliss getting the chance to have a segment on the show. And, of course, her guest being none other than the woman who actually won the Field of War is Hasaya, which we haven't seen much of lately, but she still has that win, and she does have that shot at Shauna Varley's title, which she can cash in whenever she feels like it. So it could be possible that on the show we get Hasaya possibly talking about when she's going to cash in and when she wants that match with Shauna. And of course, Bliss, having her own issues with Shauna, will probably have a spin on it and, like, play her typical heel role where she just insults the champion and even, like, maybe insults Asaya, but, like, isn't too hard because she's probably afraid of Asaya secretly because of how dominant Asaya is. So, overall, I think some interesting words are going to be exchanged on this segment. And I don't see much of an interference happening, surprisingly, but It could, but I just don't think it's going to happen in this show. So, we'll just have to see how that segment goes. And then, next, we got a match that I didn't expect to see happen, but should definitely be one that's good, even though it is being overlooked currently, is Nick Briscoe versus Prince Cena. Now, both of these guys were on the last show in that six-man tag, where Tuukka's team won by disqualification due to DVE using like a table and whatnot. And one-on-one, I think these guys are definitely going to put on a show, because Prince Cena, you know, he's a great guy and he always does well in matches and works well with a lot of people. And Nick Briscoe has proven to be able to do his own thing at times and isn't just a tag team wrestler. So these two forces together should make a good match. And it's kind of tough to say who's going to win here, because both of these guys are like on management of BOTB. But I'm going to have to say that maybe Prince Cena gets a win here, because Prince hasn't won yet in BOTB, for one thing. So, being like the legend that he's supposed to be, it would make sense to at least give him this win here in a very good match with Nick. But again, you know, if Nick wins this, I won't be upset or anything, because he's pretty good at what he does too. And the Briscoe brothers are just great. So there's that. And overall, I'm going to say, yeah, Prince Cena wins the match. And maybe we see some kind of altercation after a match. I don't know. Again, we're just going to have to wait until the show comes around to see how they play that. And next, we got another pretty big match, which a lot of people, including myself, are actually looking forward to. Just Dan Richards getting a shot at Habachiko Okada. Now, Dan Richards has been doing pretty good ever since he stepped into BOTB. Like, I think he was one of, like, the final three in that field of war. And he put on a pretty damn good showing. And he did pin Okada, which was pretty big for him in his debut. Thus why this match is happening. And these two did make promos for their match, so looking at those, it's hard, again, because they both did great. Dan Richards spinning the narrative that, like, everyone's against him and whatnot, and, like, how he's not going to win, he might not win the match because of that. And Javi answering back, saying that Dan Richards is pretty much being petty by spinning this narrative just because he knows that, like, he can't get the job done or whatever in this singles match. So, I'm going to have to say, it's a close one, but I'm going to have to say that Okada wins here. Like, sorry, Devin, but I think Okada's getting a big win here. But Dan definitely is going to look good. Like, no doubt about it. He's going to look great. And who knows, maybe we get something more out of the Dan Richards character from another loss. So, there it is. Okada is going to beat Richards by pinfall. Most likely with the Rainmaker. And next up we got, oh, yep, and of course we got my match, which is Squid Star versus Isaiah Orton. And personally, before I even get into like predicting this one, I just want to thank Prince and everyone for giving me this opportunity. Like, I really do appreciate being given the chances I have. It really has inspired me to get my promos to the level that they are at now. And I can honestly say, like, if it wasn't for BOTB, I don't think my Isaiah Orton promos would be as good as they are currently, in my opinion. So, I am very grateful for that. And this match should be a good one too, you know? Because Squid Star, obviously, is Mr. BOTB. And he finally proved that by winning the Field of War match and getting his guaranteed opportunity at the World Heavyweight Championship. So he's already got that momentum stepping into the ring. And then there's Isaiah Orton, who, of course, at Battlefield got turned on by Draven, and then the show after got into that brutal no DQ match where I actually came out on top, so I got the momentum of ending Draven's career by pulling out that punt kick for the first time ever. And then afterwards, I got into the Field of War match as well, and I had a pretty damn good showing in there, I think. You know, eliminating Demon Prince out of nowhere, and then just pretty much dominating Christian Harris for a good amount of time, until he would steal the pin to eliminate me. And of course, the finishing move that put me down was Squid Stars. So that leads to this match, since Christian Harris has retired once again. And I put out my promo. Squid hasn't yet, though. I know he's probably going to do it close to the last minute. And I have no doubt that it's going to be a pretty good answer to mine. So, in terms of booking, it would make sense for Squid to win this one. Because Squid just won the Field of War match. So, if he were to take a loss here to me, like, he wouldn't look very good going into a match with Brock Lesnar if he has a singles loss to me. Although I would, of course, love to have the win here, because that could get me a chance to move even further up and finally get to that main event and get the Brock Lesnar match that I've been wanting for a little bit of time now for the world title. But, like, booking-wise, it would make, I'm going to say, Squid Star. You know, we both have a very, we just have a back-and-forth match. And it will be a close one, but like, Squid Star, in terms of booking, makes sense to have the win here. And then we get to the last match of the show, which is a 2 out of 3 falls match for the tag team titles between LDRS and Mustache Mountain.
Oh, hello.
Now we have LDRs, who won the tag titles at Battlefield, you know, biggest show of the year, in that awesome ladder match. And, you know, good on them. That was good that they got the win. And then last show, they got a pretty dominant defense against the Nelsons, which, when they came out, I'm sure no one doubted that LDRS would retain, because there's no way that the Nelsons were actually going to win the belts. That would be a crazy swerve, but nah, I didn't see that happening, so congrats to them on winning the titles and having that successful defense so far. And then we have Mustache Mountain, who are now officially 5-time champions, because part one of 5SW versus Rising's claiming the throne, they actually beat the Briscoe brothers in a great match and have become the undisputed tag team champions there. So that's like a little mini plug, so if you want to check that out, please go to the 5-Star Wrestling account to see the part one. And also, while you're at it, why not check out the pre-show with the Battle Royale on Rising's account? But anyway, back to this actual match, where both teams have decent momentum right now. And this 2 out of 3 falls match is definitely a good stipulation, because both teams could possibly get a pin, and because of that, both look good, regardless of whoever loses. And the teams that they are, I know a lot of stuff's going to go down. And I think LDRs will get that first fall, you know, just to continue to establish that they are the champions. So however that happens, they'll get the first fall. As for the second fall, ideally, I think Mustache Mountain will get it. You know, just to have that tie-up where they're both going strong and they're even currently. And then for the decisive fall, I think it's going to be Mustache Mountain. Because, you know, they've had the shot at the titles before and they did lose. But ever since then, they have continued to improve and now have become 5-time champions. So I think they're going to pull it together here and pull out that win and become 6-time champions as the new BOTB Tag Team Champions. And sure, it might be seen as too soon to end the LDRS, his reign, but I think Mustache Mountain are ready. And Sean and Lewis will definitely get the job done on the show. So, hopefully that's how it goes down, and can't wait to see what happens with that. And now we get to the main event of this show, which is fitting, with Jason Callahan and Too Cole meeting face-to-face before their match for the Evil Championship, which will main event Seattle, which I'm kind of glad to hear. Because these two definitely have had a great rivalry in BOTB. Jason being the number one heel in this company, undoubtedly. You know, turning on Tool, attacking him the way he did. And having Ziggy turn on Tool too. And then actually taking the Evo Championship. Which surprised me. Because I didn't think that would happen. But, you know, he did it. He managed to rip the title away from Tool. Which is pretty cool. And he's also gotten the Briscoes on his side. So he's got a strong faction currently. And is one of the most hated guys in the company. And he's doing well with that. Especially with how brutal he is and all that. And he did, even though they did lose by disqualification, they did put Too Cole through the table. So Jason did still look good. Seeing the, having the win and all that. And then we have Too Cole, you know, who's going to want to get revenge, obviously, for being beaten down the way he has by Jason and the crew, and having his title taken away from him by a person he thought he could trust before. So, considering these two are going to, like, be blocked by security, I think it'll be a while where they're just arguing back and forth or whatever, but then I think the security, like, fails for a moment, and then they get their hands on each other for a little bit, which, though I could be wrong, though, because if they don't get their hands on each other, then that just builds more tension for their main event coming up, and that could be pretty good for that championship rematch, so let's see about that. But also, we will be getting the stipulation announced, which should be interesting, and now, I know Tool is going to want to get his hands on Jason. And Jason will probably want to have the chance to just go all out and do whatever he can to put Tool down once and for all. So, because of that, I think it's going to be a no-holds-barred or no-DQ match. Because that way, all the weapons will be legal, including Jason's trusty baseball bat. So, that way, these two can just have an all-out war in that main event. And finally, we'll have a winner, and whichever one walks out with the title will just walk out with the title. I've heard a few people think that, like, a ladder match is possibly going to happen, or something along those lines, but I don't think so. Because I don't think that would satisfy either man. Because sure, like, they can definitely do some damage to each other with ladders and whatnot, but at the end of the day, just climbing up the ladder and pulling the title down wouldn't be satisfying enough for either man, I think. I think they both want to just beat each other to hell and then, like, get the pin or something to cement the win and have that title. So, or even we could see a last man standing match for that reason of these two giving each other hell, and then the man who manages to still be on his feet after that gains the title. Or if Jason wins, keeps it. So that's what I'm going to say for the stipulation. It's either a no DQ match or a last man standing match. And the segment, I think there'll definitely be a lot more tension built. And these two possibly close to getting hands on each other. But for once, maybe security actually does their job and prevents that from happening. So, and that's pretty much it for Sunset Boulevard. And I think going over all this, like, this is definitely going to be a great show. Like, there's no question about it. You can't miss this one because there's so much storylines going on, from the women's to the tag division to even, like, the main event scene and all that. Like, you can't, there's no possible way that you can afford to miss the show because a lot of storylines are going to be built and continued on here. So overall, for a premature rating, I'm gonna give the show like an A+, because I know all these matches and segments are gonna be some of the best that BOTB does. So that's my thoughts on the show overall and each match. And if you did agree with me or didn't, like, feel free to, like, let me know that in the comments of wherever this is going to be posted. Like, on Amino, most likely. Otherwise, that's it for me. So, this was the third episode of Wrestling With Opinions. I hope you guys enjoyed. And I'll see you all next time, where we possibly go into the history of five-star wrestling. And thank you for listening. Good evening.